USA Radio News.
I'm meeting with President Putin next week and getting along, let me tell you, getting along with Russia and getting along with China and getting along with other countries is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
President Donald Trump firing up his base at a rally Thursday night in Great Falls, Montana. On Monday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, President Donald Trump is set to announce his Supreme Court nominee. Georgetown Law Professor Jonathan Turley believes President Trump will choose someone a lot like Neil Gorsuch.
I think that what President Trump has said is that he wants to get another nominee in the same mold as Neil Gorsuch. You know, I testified in favor of Neil Gorsuch in the Senate Judiciary Committee because I considered him an intellect of the first order.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
As Amazon continues to expand, one of the things they are working towards is their own delivery service, so they will not have to rely on UPS, USPS, FedEx, and DHL. Lee Gallagher is an editor with Forbes. She talks about how much Amazon is expanding.
Amazon has surging demand. It has not stopped in this race to give us faster, better, cheaper at our doorstep. It's really taking the supermarket and the mall and bringing it to us. If you think about it, that is enormously complicated, and it's really maxed out Amazon's ability to use partners like, you know, the USPS, DHL, UPS, FedEx. It's using them all to the max.
And so now, can they not keep up with the demand? Is that
it's
the problem?
So much. It's just so much that's the problem. And of course, it's going to grow from here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Prime is, relatively speaking, still pretty new, and it already is enormous.
Veteran broadcaster Ed Schultz is dead. Schultz died reportedly of natural causes at his home in Minnesota. He was 64 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Andrew Lumish is known as the Good Cemetery, and what he does in the Tampa, Florida area is without a lot of fanfare or attention. He carefully restores veterans' gravestones that have just been blackened by the elements or decades of neglect. He talked about how he got started on this project.
So many veteran monuments were in really poor condition. I began to research on how to properly restore monuments, and I purchased the proper products, learned the process, and began practicing.
As Lemish begins the process of cleaning the gravestone, he also likes to learn a little bit about each veteran's personal story, which you can check out if you'd like on his Facebook page, The Good Cemeterian.
Now, we don't only talk about their service. We talk about their lives from the day they were born until their last day on earth. We are delving into that person's life so that we can respectfully tell what that person went through.
There's been a lot of talk regarding President Trump and a phase two to his tax cut plan. Well, what can we exactly expect in a phase two? Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He gives us some ideas.
Well, what they're looking to do is certainly to make permanent all of the individual income tax cuts that last for 10 years, because it was done through reconciliation, make those permanent, perhaps increasing the per-child tax credit, something Ivanka Trump has been working on. He does want to take the corporate rate from 21 down to 20. We were promised 20, but it jiggled up at the last moment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.